Folks, this is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. This is going to be my second installment on my just-installed Arch Linux Now What? Lessons from a Newbie series. And really, I prepared these notes after I'd recorded episode one. I thought they were pertinent. I was going to insert them in the middle of episode one. Okay, here's some extra stuff about Pac-Man. But then I realized, okay, if I not only incorporated some of the lessons of Pac-Man I'd learned and actually relearned, if I also talked about my reasons why I was doing it, even though it's pretty much part of it's going to be a summarization of the Arch Wiki, I could make another whole episode and thus make Ken Fallon happy. So this is my purpose today. And so my little business laptop that I use for my excursions to my customers is the one on Arch. Some people may think that laughable. Well, I used to pre-configure a router for a customer, set it up on change the IP range to his network, etc. Well, I was also setting it up as just a wireless access point, not as a router, because he's already got a router on network. And since that router's down in the basement, and I wanted this on his ground level where his office is, I didn't really want to replace the router that he had. I just wanted to set up P. The best routers I think out there right now are the Buffalo routers running DDWRT already. So that's what I bought for them. So too late to make a long story short. Of course, to configure the router, I had to set up the Ethernet port on my laptop on the same IP range as the router is from factory. And I should have used command line tools to do it. Instead, I got in a hurry, so I just clicked on the Network Manager Graph tool. Comes with, I'm assuming this is the general tool that ships with all versions of Arch Linux. It's Network Manager as opposed to Wicked or something else. So, but it's definitely what came with SynArch, of course, which became Andragos. But I didn't have any trouble getting it setting up static IP on the same range as the router. The trouble is when I tried to set it back to DHCP, the kidney button seemed grayed out. I could round, and eventually I did resort to command line tools to reset my IP. And the trouble with that is when I got all done with that, well, and back up to, and people who've listened to me before know that here in the house, I am behind two netted routers between my ISP. My ISP comes in through wireless link to an outbuilding because there are too many trees around the house, and the outbuilding is on the edge of the property. So I've got a router out there, and it's, of course, it sets up a netted network locally, and then I have a 2.4 gigahertz wireless link between there and the house. In the house, I have a network bridge, and then coming out of the network bridge, it goes into another router, which sets up another NATed network on a different address range for us here in the house. Okay, well, probably I should have foreseen this, but my outside router, out in the outbuild, first router, closest to the internet, it's set up on the range 192.168.0.x. And that's the same range, of course, as this Buffalo router defaults to. So I'd set up my laptop to a static IP on the Ethernet port to 192.168.0.100 so I could talk to the router. All said and done, like I said, I set it back to DHCP, thought it was done. Then I went to SSH in my server, which is on the outside now, because it is an actual rack server, and it is incredibly loud. The first time I fired it up, I realized I could not keep the blasted thing in the house. So it's out in the outbuilding on that outside network. And lo and behold, I tried SSH into it, and it says, you know, host unreachable, you know, through 192.168.0.100. So I've got this phantom network connection to 192.168.0.100. It doesn't actually exist. And that was what was keeping me from connecting to my server. And at length, I did find a workaround. Basically, what I had to do was first set E0. I set up a batch file. Shoot, talking about this here. I set up a shell script to set E0 to 0.0.0 and mask to 0.0.0.0. Then I stopped and then restarted DHCPCD on E0, and boom, you know, that cleared out the phantom adapter, and I connect. The other thing, I'm not even sure it's related. I was back to the same customer with the same laptop and doing some work, and I was connected to their Wi-Fi, on the wireless link that I'd set up. And it was just horrible. And the problem I had was on E0, so it really shouldn't have been that. It was just the connection kept dropping. The speed was horrible compared to the wired Windows laptop that I was sitting right next to it. I was trying to fix it because I was trying to use my laptop because there was some malware on Windows laptop, and I wasn't sure the malware was doing pop-ups to send to. If you did a search, it would send you to sites it selected of questionable value. So to diagnose the problem on the laptop, on the desktop that I was working on, I didn't trust the browsers, of course, that were on there, so I wanted a separate machine. But it was just almost unusable that day. So I thought, all around, I want to replace Network Manager with Wicked. Okay, but I didn't install Wicked right after I got home from customer. It was, couple weeks later, maybe, and the laptop set hadn't used it in between. It's set its case. It's set on the charger, but hadn't used it in a while. And before I installed anything, of course, first step was to update Arch Linux on the laptop. And let me talk a little bit about, for those uninitiated, the Pac-Man. Pac-Man is the package manager for Arch Linux. In other words, it's equivalt to apt-get in a Debian or Ubuntu system, or yum in a Fedora box. And I'm not sure if this is normal for Arch. I've got sudo on a Synarch, Anagos box, so I don't have to go in and log in as root before I do everything. So I'm not sure if that's normal for Arch or not. But just to do the basic strokes for Pac-Man, if you issue sudo space Pac-Man space dash uppercase S space and then a package name, that installs the package from the standard repos. Again, it's more or less equivalent to sudo space app dash get dash, sorry, space install space package name. Now, capital S option with, I'm sorry, the capital S operator can take, well, there's several options that go with the capital S operator, but two of them are dash Y, which refreshes the master package list, and dash U, which updates all out-of-date packages. So, if you were to issue sudo space pacman space dash capital S lowercase u lowercase y, actually, I don't think it makes any difference, but most would be dash capital S lowercase y lowercase u is equivalent to Debian instruction sudo space app dash get space update followed by the instruction sudo space app dash get space upgrade. For safe upgrade, I'm not sure which one it is. One of my Ubuntu derived versions actually doesn't take the space dash upgrade. You have to use the old, just plain old upgrade option. The thing is, you can combine this with package installation. So if you do sudo space pacman space dash uppercase u lowercase y. Sorry, let me start over. I did a dev random tonight, and I'm still drinking beer, that's why. Okay, start over. If you issue sudo space pacman space dash uppercase s lowercase y lowercase u space package name 1 space package name 2 etc that would first update the system and then install the select packages. So, yeah, that's incredibly neat. Do everything on one line. Okay, coming to some of the special cases. It's probably my slow internet, but the first time a few of the update packages, well, the repo's all updated, but about 70 packages needed updating and about 3 timed out without downloading, so nothing was installed. The second time through, even one of the repos didn't refresh. And I was thinking this was a connectivity problem, so I kept trying the same update command over and over. It was sudo space pacman space dash uppercase y, sudo space pacman space dash uppercase s lowercase y lowercase u. And I tried that 2 or 3 times in a row. One thing or another wouldn't, either one of the repos wouldn't update or package wouldn't update, so the whole thing failed. Finally, I listened to help Google and found out, well, actually for the second time I found out, we'll get to that. If you issue sudo pac space pacman space dash uppercase s lowercase y, that forces a refresh of all package lists, quote, even if they appear to be up to date. And this is important because this seems to automatically fix all the timeout connectivity problems. And after issuing a sudo space pacman space dash uppercase s lowercase y, the next time I ran the update sudo space pacman space dash uppercase s lowercase y lowercase u, it completed without any complaint. And the thing is, I was mad at myself. I said this the second time around. This happened to me about 6 months ago, and I've completely forgotten. When I saw the SYY, I hit myself on the head for being a dummy because I'd gone through this once before and just totally forgot about it. So, one tip, podcasting your errors is a great way of setting them in memory so you don't forget about them. Okay, about the same time, I ran out of space on my 10-gig root partition. All right, let me go back. A friend of mine last weekend talked about how he was at a conference and was trying to do updates on his Arch installation and couldn't complete, had all kinds of connectivity problems. I bet this was it. I bet if he had done Pacman-SYY, it would have fixed him right up because he finally blew away the system and reinstalled a diff distro. Okay. But sometime during all this, I'd ran out of space for my 10-gig root partition. And I discussed it with Peter 64 the other day. I would think 10 gig would be plenty because he ran into the same thing and he fixed it with some database problems that, you know, reduced some unneeded stuff in MySQL. Well, I don't know if this would have helped him or not. I found out this command, sudo space pacman space dash capital S lowercase c, cleans packages that are no longer installed from the pacman cache, as well as currently unused sync databases to free up disk space. I issued that command and I got 3 gig back in my root partition. Doesn't mean I shouldn't go back sometime and adjust space between root and my home partition, but for right now, I'm good. Now, sudo space pacman space dash s lowercase c removes all files from the cache. So it's sort of a rollback cache for your installed packages if you decide, you know, you've done an upgrade and it breaks something that it's cached so that you can go back on a package-by-package basis. So as I understand it, the dash SC cleans out packages that you no longer have installed or been superseded by something else, and then the dash SCC just removes everything, you know, all older versions of packages installed on your system. So that kind of, this is my takeaway that I want people to remember from this, whether you're an Arch user or not. Because I think if you're not an Arch user, at some point, you're going to want to test yourself by playing around in Arch. That if you try and update your system and it seems like you can't get a good connection to the server, try the pacman underscore dash uppercase s lowercase y and see if that doesn't fix everything up automatically. Secondly, if you're running out of space on your root partition, then the solution very well could be pacman space dash uppercase s lowercase c. And if you're desperate, dash uppercase S, lowercase c, double C, and see if that doesn't clear you, get you some room. Okay, now the rest of this is going to be how I replaced Packet Manager with Wicked on my system. And, bro, this is straight out of the Arch Wiki. And on that, it's just wiki.archlinux.org/index.php/WC d. Alright, so you just use Pacman, you install the package WICD. If you want a graphical front end, you would want, if you're using GNOME, you'd want to also install WICD-GTK. And if you're running KDE, you can find WICD-KDE in the AUR. If you want network notifications, you want to install notification-daemon. Or if you're not using GNOME, you may want to try the smaller XFCE4-NOTIFYD. Now, see, and I've done this. If we were in Ubuntu, doing apt-get install wicked would make that your default network manager. However, you know, Arch makes no such assumptions. You have to tell it everything that you want to do. So what we have to do is shut down your current network managers and keep them from restarting a startup while enabling Wicked and installing it to startup by default from startup. First thing you need to do, stop all the previously running network daemons. There will be a list of those in the show notes, but common ones, this is from the Arch Wiki, are netctl, netcfg, dhcpcd, and network manager. Network manager, the N and the M at the beginning of the words are capitalized. You probably won't have all of them running, but go drop down to a terminal, and for sake of argument, let's go ahead and come roots and have to start every command with sudo. So, the first thing you'd want to do to stop the running daemons is systemctl space stop and then the package name. So you put all those packages in that I mentioned in turn, and you probably don't have them all running. So systemctl stop netctl, systemctl netconfig, systemctl dhcpcd, and systemctl network manager. Then we have to disable them so they don't conflict Wicked on reboots. You don't want them coming up when you reboot because you're going to have Wicked running. So in this case, it's systemctl space disable and then the package name. So again, go through those ones I talked about, netctl, netconfig, dhcpcd, and network manager. You want to make sure your login is in the users group. Should be if you have root, you know, rights to root. But that is gpassw space dash a space your username space users. All right. Next thing, we've got Wicked installed. We got to initialize it. So it's systemctl space start space wicd dot service. And if you want to bring up the client right away, graphical client, type on the inline, wicd-client. Finally, you need to enable the wicked.service to load and next boot up. So it's systemctl space enable space wicd.service. Okay, I hope you found this of interest. I've certainly found it interesting explaining it to you. I've been your host, 5150, for Hacker Public Radio. You can view my contact information at thebigredswitch.drupalgardens.com. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.